America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right, welcome in on a Thursday. Kenny, it's only getting sadder every time I see Mishkov highlights, by the way. Welcome in. We have, Rico, this is one of those shows where I'm super excited about every one of our topics, yet I don't know if any of them will work. These are my favorite shows. They lead to disappointment, heartbreak, and anger. So
No. Here's the thing. It leads to great discussion amongst us. And honestly, sometimes I like those shows because it's just us.
It's fair. All right, we're gonna be crazy, guys. We're going to be two wild and crazy guys on this Halloween. And I'm going to open the show with something probably insane. I would like to have a conversation, and I need the Iserbots. Can anyone help me? A new person showed up at LCA last night as the Wings were blasted off the ice again and booed off their home ice again. And this person goes by a moniker, PCC, short for Paying Customer Costa. Rico, did you catch this morning?
I did.
Jim is pissed. And little Jimmy Cookies, old PCC, got himself a little mini ticket package.
Mm-hmm.
And he is yet to be able to stay for a game. He's 0-3. They've been blasted in all three. He booed the team off the ice last night. But it got me thinking about something. And Kenny's going to have to play a role here. Because, look, a lot of Red Wing fans play the role of Jerry Falwell. They'll just sit in the corner and let Stevie do whatever he wants. I don't roll that way. I've had enough. Because watching this team, oh, you're an ignorant slut about hockey. Cool. Name one thing this team's good at. Talk to me like I'm a second grader. Name one thing. I mean, even an ignoramus like myself can look up that they are one of the worst teams. I believe they're third worst in the sport on even strength shot creation. Translation, you blow. They have 17 goalies. It means you don't have one. They don't play exciting hockey. They don't really look interested. They aren't exciting. And they don't shoot the puck. Shoot it! And by the way, they're one of the oldest teams in the league, again. Can someone tell me one thing this team is good at? And better yet, in year six of the grand Iser plan, can anyone even tell me what the identity of the Detroit Red Wings is? Wait, like, what? Thank you, Kat. I mean, seriously, it's laughable to me. They don't look any better than last year, and it's like, you know, for the bots, what's it like knowing your GM's not really trying? Like, seriously. Because when you say things like, well, Stevie doesn't want to give term. Cool. That's why you can't go get anybody good. Oh, just wait for the kids. And I'm like, right, it's year six. It's the third oldest team in hockey. again. When are these kids arriving exactly? Is this the world's longest pregnancy? When do they drop out of mama's womb? 2027?
Just
Kenny, cut the cord. Yeah. Help me, people.
Gestation of an elephant. Yes, you're right.
Man, you thought horse pregnancies were long at 11 months. Try a Red Wings rebuild. Try waiting on that baby. Kenny, you there, or have you walked out in anger?
No, I'm here. I'm just digesting everything you've just presented to us.
After the last couple of days, I'm sure it's about to come right out.
100%. I mean, you got the text from me last night. You know exactly how I feel about my hockey team right now.
You're my inspiration for the topic, brother. Because when you start to turn evil, when you go happy Halloween and your head is spinning and pea soup is flying out of your mouth, yeah, dude, I just... Kenny, am I... fine. I'm not, I'm not Don Cherry here. But Kenny, do I have a right to, am I wrong anywhere, and do I have a right to say the things I'm saying?
It's year six. This team is 10 games in. We're 4-5-1. That doesn't exactly reek of a year six rebuild. That should be year three or year two is that kind of thing. And now we're talking about, I want to get rid of Derek Lalonde conversation because that was basically... all over social media last night, which I know you don't participate in. But yeah, no, I think this team is riddled with problems. And I think you nail it when you say, well, what do they do well? What are they good at? They don't have particularly good goaltending. They don't have particularly good defense. You want to say, oh, they're calling up the young guys. Yeah, Albert Johansson got used as a turnstile last night. I don't know what to tell you. This team does nothing particularly well. And the lines that they've created to do things well aren't doing them. So, yes, I'm very frustrated with my hockey team right now.
It also feels like Lalonde just puts players' names in a hat and draws them out as far as line combinations go. I mean, I would love to hear from people on this because, Kenny, something else is going on, and you are certainly closer to it than I am. And people, maybe you're a different version of PCC, paying customer Costa. Guys, I want to repeat to you, third time this year the Red Wings have been booed off their home ice. Just throwing that out there. And I'm sorry, but like, oh, well, they dealt Olli Maatta to create more room. And I'm like, right, and they gave away Wallman this summer. Or they let Gostisbehere go away. And now your power play doesn't have nearly the juice it had. And you're like, okay, Mike's an ignoramus with hockey. He's largely left hockey in the rearview mirror. But, you know, he is making some sense. That should scare you. So for all the people who sit here and defend this crap, like, just tell me when. If I'm not right now, okay, when would I have the right to say this? Also, if you are doing some form of lame-ass welfare receipts deal, guys, I'm not a mind reader. I don't know what the future holds. I'm here right now, and they got blasted again last night. They've lost three in a row. And if you're getting booed at home, that speaks to something different, Rico. Mm-hmm. That speaks to fans being tired, and yeah. I think it's okay to talk about it.
Mike, I think it leads to the fact, how are we different from last year? What moves did we make? We almost made the playoffs, so did we go all in? Doesn't look like it, as you said. We got three goalies, so we really don't have one goalie. We're kind of spinning the wheel here. Team doesn't seem to have really any identity, something for the fans to grab hold to, even if it's something as ridiculous as in baseball with pitching chaos with the Tigers. It was something. It worked, and it made the fans feel good. You go down there, and you have high expectations, and you just see this team sometimes play, sometimes they don't. It's inconsistent, and I understand why Costa and a lot of people boo them off the ice because – you do expect more. You expect it more out of Steve Yzerman. You expect it more out of the Red Wings organization, and you're not getting it. And this, look, I know it's a long season that people will say that, but you can extrapolate this and say this is going to be another disappointing season for the Wings.
Right. It's a year we talked about. In order for me to believe in the Yzer plan and believe they're really making progress, you were going to have to be a real playoff team this year, not fighting for the last spot. You know,
that was last year.
Right. And now, I mean, I got to be honest. You know, FanDuel put the odds out preseason. We did a couple segments talking about it. They had the 11th best odds. Maybe FanDuel's right. And if that's the case, you look at it and go, why the hell are we putting up with this? Like, why the hell does this, why is this guy Teflon? You know, oh, great, you want to make Derek Lalonde the Satan. Okay, fine. Who are you bringing in? Who's going to fix your goaltending situation? Who's going to fix a defensive core that outside of Mo Sider, you're pathetic? And don't get me started on the offensive stuff. I mean, your big move was retaining Patrick Kane. So, people, I'd like to hear from you. This is where the hockey, Kenny, if you could be like Ron Burgundy and get a seashell and like blow into the sky. I need the hockey elite. The bat signal is up. 248-539-9797. I'm Ron Barr from EA Sports. It's NHL 93. I need to hear from you guys. Because I just would like to know if it's not okay for me to feel this way, tell me when it is. And tell me, name one thing this team's good at, and name one thing that you would say under Steve Yzerman is the Red Wing identity. Do that for me in year six. Can you do that for me? Anyone? I don't think Kenny can, and I'm not making fun of Kenny. Kenny's hurting right now.
Mm-hmm.
So am I, to be honest. Thanks a lot, Yankees. The point is, we're not talking about it. It'll only upset me. We're not talking about it.
Okay.
But really, how do you not cover first base? I mean, seriously. Yeah, but I'm not going to talk about it. 248-539-9797. Yes, Rico. There were only two people I was happy for last night. Uh-huh. The poor little kid fighting cancer who got the seats from those two animals who got kicked out of the game. Mm-hmm. And Freddie Freeman. Because I think Freddie Freeman's one of the gentlemen in the game.
Yeah.
He himself has been through a ton of personal strife, along with getting called a scumbag during a cancer tribute where he's holding up his mother's name. Those are the only two people I'm happy for.
Also,
Dave Roberts can kiss my ass. Nobody believed in us. F you. Go back to L.A., con artist.
I left you alone, Mike, but I knew your pain. I experienced that pain about, 7-8 months ago.
Oh, I know, the Niners.
Yeah, Niners. You don't know the rule? What do you mean you don't know the rules of overtime? What?
Yeah, playing the role of Vildor, Aaron Judge in center. 248-539-9797. David,
yeah. You, 5-0.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm not going to talk about it, I promise. We'll just move along. I would love to hear from the people.
But hold on, Mike.
All right, just go ahead. What?
I normally don't. But you said one thing in the text message last night.
What?
This is why I hate sports.
Listen.
It was so
I'm succinct. Shooting you straight. I'm sitting there watching the World Series, and I'm attempting to have a decent time. It's bad enough that every commercial break... I mean, I must have the one commercial where they're talking about every transgender inmate have access. They must have played that ad 733 times last night. And I'm just like, really? I'm just trying to have a decent time. I'm getting besieged by political ads. My Yankees, did we just blow a 5-0 lead with two outs because it's Little League out here? Aaron Judge goes Bob Vildor. Garrett Cole doesn't cover first base. Volpe throws the ball into the dirt. I'm like, oh, my God, I hate sports.
David, Mike's night. Error. Commercial. Error. Commercial.
Error. Politics. Error. Politics.
I imagine Mike, like, sitting in a chair looking like Jon Snow with this fur coat on, gigantic fireplace, drink in hand. I hate sports. I just hate everything about this.
I really questioned why.
Just an empty, dark room.
Why do I bother? Why is this happening? Oh, my God. I'll tell you what we'll do. 248-539-9797. I want to get the calls lined up. Ticket text. David, I want to hear from you. And then if Kenny, after hearing the full presentation, has any Festivus grievances to file with me that I'm not qualified to say what I'm saying, I would like to enter those to the courtroom, and we will discuss those. Does that work for everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, happy Halloween, Rico. It sure was a nightmare last night.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, David, I'll wait on the ticket text. A lot of people want to rap about it. Well, yeah, we're going to get to the Tigers and get to the Lions and all the business of the day. But, I mean, the Red Wings getting booed off their home ice. The Red Wings losing three in a row. The Red Wings under 500. I mean, they don't look any different than last year. I don't know what they do well. I mean, metrically speaking, I mean, 5-on-5 shot creation, pretty good indicator of whether you're any good or not. They're one of the 3-4 worst teams in the sport. The goaltending night tonight, I have no idea, A, who's playing, or B, if they're going to show up and be any good. And defensively, they're still a sieve. I don't know. Yeah, all right, you won a game with 10 shots on goal a week ago. I don't care. What the hell am I watching in year 6 of a rebuild? Oh, and by the way, you're one of the oldest teams in the league. Like, when is enough enough here? And again, you want to fire Derek Lalonde, that's fine. But after that point, if it doesn't get that much better, you know, are some of you going to start to look at Steve Yzerman and go, all right, you know, maybe we got to take this guy down off the altar here and treat him like a normal human? Because this sucks. This isn't good. This isn't acceptable. And paying customer Jim Costa is not happy. Let's go to the people. I want to open it. Let's go to Sean to lead things off today, 97.1. Shawnee, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Where are you at with this?
So, yeah, I was going to watch the game last night, but I saw, you know, 5 minutes in, they're down 2-0, so I just gave up after that. It's been a disaster. I think Lalonde has to just get out of the team. I mean, just not good enough. I think they got to find someone else. I think Gerard Gallant would be a good candidate to look at. He used to coach the Rangers and the Vegas Golden Knights. He used to play for the Wings back in the day. I mean, this team just brutal to watch.
Yeah, but here's my question. How much of it is Lalonde and systematically, but how much is the guy who buys Derek Lalonde's groceries? This is Steve Yzerman's team.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, he's definitely off the mantle for sure. I mean, especially after last spring, that debacle. It's just debilitating. And then this year to see, you know, the whole offseason, what they did to prepare, it's brutal. It's a tough product to watch, and you only have a couple of right spots. That's really the top line, and then maybe Simon Evanson. I mean, these guys, they get punted. They get destroyed by good teams, Rangers and Winnipeg.
Well, Sean, appreciate it. I mean, Kenny, that's my one question is, like, didn't we talk about this? Didn't we say if they wanted a youth movement on the blue line, there was a chance at a very big step back and how unacceptable that would be? I mean, what is the pathway to this getting exponentially better?
No, we did talk about it, and we saw it last night. I won't get too nerdy with it, but We saw Albert Johansson get used as a turnstile. He was puck watching, and there was a goal allowed because of it. When you call up young players, and young players is your strategy, they're going to look like young players. They're going to look like rookies. They're going to have rookie learning moments. That was one of them for him. And unfortunately, it was against one of the best teams in the freaking league in the Jets. If you do that against teams like the Jets, you're going to get pounded. And that's exactly what happened.
So when does it get better?
It should be right now, Mike, and I agree with you. That's where you start to blame the guy that's buying the groceries.
I was about to say, because a change in coach, can a new coach come in here and reshuffle the deck chairs
Absolutely.
And make this team better?
I think so, because what I saw in the second period was a different hockey team than what I saw in the first and third period. They looked like they were trying. There was effort. There was a give a bleep metric in there somewhere that exists.
Where can I look that up on Hockey Reference?
I can give you a couple, but I don't think it's what you're looking for.
Let's go to Mike 97.1. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm glad you guys are covering the Red Wings. Here's the thing. They got rid of Wallman, and they didn't really get anyone to replace them, because the defensive guy from New York has already been a healthy scratch. And when the coach is saying, oh, a lot of teams get their ass kicked by the Rangers, that's not the kind of stuff you want to hear from your coach. Did you guys hear him say that? Oh, a lot of teams are going to get their butts kicked against the Rangers. Like, that's not an acceptable excuse for a professional hockey team who's supposed to take the next step. And I don't know what it is, but, yeah, I don't know where they go from here. Because what about that other goalie? They brought in Talbot, who's not really great, and they have Lyon. But what about that kid, Costa? What's going on with him and the other kid? Like, why aren't these guys getting any playtime or a chance?
Well, we're waiting. I mean, look, first of all, turning things over to a young goalie, it's one of the hardest things to do. I mean, Costa, I'm at a point where I'd love to see him. And no, I think if you played him, you probably wouldn't make the playoffs. But at least we would get a look at it. I mean, the other kid you're referring to is Trey Augustine from Michigan State. But, I mean, he's even further out. So I would leave that to Kenny and some of the hockey nerds. I mean, I don't know at what point you just hand it over to Kosa. And once again, I've seen a zillion high-end goalie prospects flame out. So this idea of like, well, like I just love how everything is a bridge. Oh, we're going to bridge it until Kosa's ready. We're going to bridge it until Danielson's here. We're going to enough with the bridges. Will you sign some good players, please? Mm-hmm. And then I got to hear about how, well, I don't want to give out term. And it's like, well, then great. Then this is what it's going to look like.
Mm-hmm. And why is it? Sorry.
Go ahead, Mikey.
Oh, sorry. And why is Petrie still being played? Is that like a favor to Dan or something? Because he is awful and his line partner. Those two are atrocious. I do not understand how those are getting any. Those guys are getting any run. And it's like we're basically stuck with. We basically have Raymond, Larkin, and Sider. So anything we do is going to have to be built around them, because don't they make up for a significant amount of the cap?
Yeah. I mean, but again, last summer you had $32 million in cap space. What did you really? How did you get better? You didn't. You just didn't. And all summer, you hear all the apologists, well, you don't want to give Montour that kind of term. You don't want to try to make a deal. Allmark wants to go to Ottawa. Fine. Make every reason why you can't go do things and then enjoy your paying customer experience. I get so annoyed because, look, case in point, right? Okay, my team lost the World Series last night. Yes. But do you know the solace you at least have? I never have to question that they're going to try.
Right.
And that's what I'm tired of in this town. I mean, it's year six, man. I'm not asking you to do wholly irresponsible things and pull off some Eric Lindros deal. I'm just saying, can we do something?
Yeah, because at that point, it's a different conversation. At that point, you're like, okay, can you evaluate players better and get the right person here? But you know, you're going to go out, you're going to spend money, and you're going to try to make the team better every year. Oh, this didn't work? Okay, scrap that. Who can we go get to make us better for next season? So, yes, Mike, the Yankees will make a play for people. They may go out there and say, hey, we want to bring Soto back. You know they're going to do something. But, yeah, for the Wings, it was, okay, we're going to bring Kane back, and we're going to re-sign all our guys. Trust me, this will work.
Well, boy, it sounds a lot like Scott Harris, and it sounds a lot like Brad Holmes. And it's like, okay, but fine, you might be decent, but I want to win. I want to win it all. You know, we're going to have a conversation about the Tigers a little later. We're going to talk about Brad Holmes. I mean, I told you I wasn't going to freak until the trade deadline. But if they don't make a big move to address this edge need, I think I have every right to cast doubt on that. Get tired of Safe and Sound. It's Safety City. What the hell are we doing here? 248-539-9797. I'll keep it timely because I can already see David screaming. So we'll make it happen. We're going to get back to more of the phone calls. But you tell me. Wings are booed off the ice last night. Jim Costa leading a Fire Iserman chant at the arena is just stunning behavior. And guys, name one thing this team's good at. Name one way they tangibly have gotten better. And again, if you just want to put it on Derek Lalonde, that's your prerogative. But I really do think we need to start at least discussing, hey, Iserman maybe needs to look in the mirror. And I understand, oh my God, how could you say that? He's got more knowledge in his right nut than you have in your body. Well, I'd hope so. He runs the effing team. The point I'm making is, after 6 years here, it's just not working. It's not going anywhere. So, yeah, I think it's okay to say, you know what, maybe he needs to do a little changing. Yeah.
You're treading in dangerous waters there, my friend.
Oh, you think you know more than Steve?
No,
Steve
Botts. I just know that it ain't working like this. So what's your conclusion there, Clouseau? 248-539-9797. Get more to people in the mix. And, yes, we're going to get some football a little later. I also see a note on here from Kenny that says David ruined Halloween for his kids. Mm-hmm. And then there's a note on here from David that says Gator loves the blacks.
Yes.
What the hell is going on with our show sheet here?
I witnessed that. Gator did indeed say he loves the blacks.
Tremendous. We're bringing people together. That's what we do. All right, David, we will check in briefly on Ticket Text. Ton of people want to rap about it. Wings boot off the ice last night. Again, Jim Costa, 0-3 as a season ticket holder. Again. And it just begs the question, can you name one thing this team does well in year six of the Iser plan? And moreover, at what point, who do you blame? You know, if it's all on Derek Lalonde, that's your prerogative. But I have bad news for you. I think you do have to start looking at the guy who shops for the groceries and not just blame the chef. But we'll talk about it. David, Ticket Text, what do people have to say?
Steve Bott here. Lalonde needs to go. I'm willing to give Stevie one more year. Such a shame they got rid of their two best D-men. Also need a solid goalie and two more defensemen, 2 to 3 good forwards. But he's blaming
Lalonde. Wait, so basically
a new
you
team.
Need everything.
Right.
Yeah, Rico, just create a new team is what the Ticket Text's suggestion is.
While we're at it, let's get a new rank. Let's do a lot of different things.
Yeah. Oh, and we'll have an LED roof.
Oh, I like that.
Watching the wings last night, I just kept playing the doot to doot drop in my head, Nick and Warren.
It's actually what's going through their defensive corps' brains in their own zone.
I no longer believe in Steve. The Iser plan isn't working clearly. He's messing up his Wings legacy.
Ooh. Look, it's got time to work, but we don't do that kind of radio show. I'm not going to sit here and go, well, I'll talk about it in January. Guys, we're here now. Jim Costa's leading Fire Iserman chants at the arena? That's a disgrace.
The problem is Dylan Larkin is not a superstar, and we paid him like one.
Who made that decision?
Steve Iserman is starting to creep into the Matt Millen neighborhood 5+ years into this and still no hope.
I would never disrespect Steve Iserman by putting his name in the same breath as the other person you mentioned. No, we're not doing that. Now, that's taking it too far. Saying I'm disappointed is one thing. Comping him to that guy? Stop.
Went to the game last night. The biggest reaction was when a fan held up a Fire Newsy sign on the fan cam. Everyone cheered.
Yeah, well, but that's the easy out. I mean, I don't know, Rico. Like, am I wrong in just thinking, okay, like, look, we thought Lalonde probably needed to go last year. I'm not against it. It's just, doesn't it feel like the easy out because it's another person to criticize instead of your hero?
It does, unless it's like going to be a wholesale change. I was listening to the morning show. I think Gov was saying it feels like watching the last days of Patricia when he was coaching the Lions.
Oh, Lord. Is Lalonde wearing a muumuu? No.
He's not wearing. No.
David?
Steve Yzerman has been a complete flop as a general manager. Other than the most cider draft pick, what else has he done for this team?
I'll leave that to Kenny. Honestly, like if you have to mine for gems in year six of a rebuild, I'd already tell you we're in trouble. But please, please make a list of all the wondrous things he's done.
No, and it's all valid criticism that he has to wear now. I mean, there's no way around it. You're in year six, and you look kind of like you did last year, where you might be a fringe playoff team, maybe, hopefully. And I don't think that's good enough for any of us.
No, no. And again, if you make it, it'll be largely without long-term solutions. You know, how many players are here that are going to be here when you're ready to win a Stanley Cup? That's kind of the barometer of the quality of your rebuild. Look, we just saw it with the Tigers. Like, we could say Parker Meadows will be here when you're ready to contend. Riley Green, Colt Keith, Tarek Skubal, get the extension done. You know, there are players here, right? Mm-hmm. Well, outside of Sider and Raymond, who? I'm not being dramatic. I'm shooting you straight here.
Sider, ooh. Raymond, Larkin, hopefully, okay, well, Simon Edvinson, hopefully.
I don't want to hear the hope. I need to see the performance.
Well, he's got to be better. That's all that's got to be.
That's correct. All right, let's go to the people. Let's go to Danny. 97.1. What's up, Danny?
Mike, Rico, how you guys doing today?
Hey, Danny. Good, Danny. What's going on, buddy?
I'm fired up. I wouldn't, you know, I'm good with giving Yzerman for the remaining of this year, and I know a lot of people want Lalonde fired. I do as well. But who's the guy that hired him? I mean, you got to start looking at the guy that's making the decisions and not just the guy that's making the decisions on game day. This roster is a joke. There's nobody on here that does anything well. You can look at a team like the Islanders. Yeah, they play boring hockey, but what do? They're sound defensively, and they have an identity. This team doesn't have anything. All they have is a few sparks in players like Raymond, Larkin, Sider. Other than that, they don't have anything. So I'm done. If we don't go do something drastic by the trade deadline this year, I'm done. Everybody says we have all these great prospects. Cool. How far away are they from coming up and playing, first off? And second off, if we have all these amazing prospects down in other leagues, then what are we waiting for? Trade them off, get somebody worthwhile that we can start winning some games now.
Danny, I'm not mad at that opinion. Kenny, please, that would fly in the face of everything. You know, people get made fun of in this town for wanting more, so I'm sure Danny's an enemy of the state now, but go ahead.
No,
is he wrong?
I completely agree, actually. I said it was a great point to David while he was saying it, because to me, at some point, these prospects, these great guys that are down in the farm, they're worth something, and we need something right now, right? We can't wait another 3-4 years for these guys to develop. Let's use them as assets.
The other thing is, I mean, you're putting guys out there that don't belong on an NHL roster. I mean, you put Jeff Petrie out. I wouldn't let Jeff Petrie play for my beer league team. That guy is a joke. So the fact that he's even on the roster, along with half of these other guys that are playing defense, like, something needs to change. I don't know if we need to bring up Pelika or somebody like that, but it can't be worse than what we have now. And that's what I'm failing to understand here is, if we do have these prospects and we don't want to trade them, bring them up. They can't be any worse than what we're putting on the ice.
And Danny, that's the point. And I don't know if you or Kenny will agree with me, but look, if you're going to lose with your prospects. Mm-hmm. You know, at least there's a hope there. I mean, I'm with you. It's like the Petrie on one leg jokes got old last year. Well, here we are again. And then you gave away Walman. And then you didn't bring Gostisbehere back. And you sit there and you go, okay, well, maybe we're going to invest in a goalie. Nope, we're just going to have 17 of a magic eight ball. Who's playing tonight? Unlikely. I mean, Rico, part of it is, you know what I'm saying?
I do. That's what makes it so fun.
I get tired because a guy like Danny calls in and, like, I understand that some of, you know, the Iser bots are going to get super upset, but I don't think Danny's wrong.
No.
Like, do you know why I get so upset when people defend, well, prospects. All prospects are job security. It's the promise of a better tomorrow.
See, I was going to say, absolutely. It's kicking the can. So, yes, same thing. Tomato, tomato. Yeah. It means we don't have to win right now because you could always say, you got to give it a few years instead of.
Yeah, we don't want to make a bold trade now. Yeah. Wait till you see blank.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, but in the meantime, life moves on. Mm-hmm. Like, come on. This is a business.
Yeah, because good teams go out there, they put the best players, and the wait till you see guy, they just get matriculated into the system. You're like, oh, okay, he's new. Oh, I forgot about him. Why? Because you're winning. You care about today, not about 3-4 years from now.
All right, we'll get back to business momentarily, but we got a little football to just check in on. David, music. Oh, this is exciting. David, I have to tell you, in your little preview here, I will just tell you, cash the ticket, me and Jim Costa, we are on some of the ugliest games of the week. Buckle up.
Some of the ugliest?
David, I can attest to that because he gave me one in the pre-show meeting, and I was just like, seriously, call the number.
Rico.
The ugliest, okay.
Rico, our card this week may as well be brought to you by Proctology because it specializes in ass.
Like, you're forcing yourself to watch some bad football.
You mean gotta find winners, man.
You mean like Old Dominion and App State?
No.
Not that bad? Okay.
No. Go ahead.
No, we're not going to cover that game at all. But there are two games I want to start with. And this category I'm going to say is you may want to jump on the line before the injury report comes out. And that is Indiana at Michigan State. So Michigan State at +7. And then the other one, because of injury, would be Penn State hosting Ohio State. Penn State right now would be +4. That's what I'm seeing. Might want to jump on those before injury. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, Aller's a game time decision. The line was at 4.5. It's down to 3.5 when I taped the pod this morning. I mean, my
guess
is Aller.
So they faked that in. It's changed already. Okay.
Yeah, my guess is Aller would play. But I lean Penn State, Rico. Ohio State is getting dominated at the line of scrimmage. Both of their lines are just not holding up. You've got Singleton. You got Allen. Yeah, and again, if they put the Pubila or whatever his name is, the backup at Penn State, he runs the hell out of the ball too. I can't do it with Ryan Day and this OSU team. No, I'll take the 3.5.
No, I would still take Ohio State, Mike, because Penn State can't do one thing, especially against big-time opponents, finish games. And that's why it was a head-scratcher until you realize that USC's no good because Penn State found a way to beat them, which was a precursor that USC's no good. Going up against Ohio State, the playmakers make plays in the fourth quarter. Penn State finds ways to let you down. I think that Ohio State will end up covering this, David, no matter who the quarterback is.
Also, USC sucks. Take UW +2.5.
Well, that was another one I was going to talk
that
about.
Is that on your list?
Yeah, that was
Here's
on my list.
Here's a fun one for you. Lincoln Riley is a road favorite at USC, 2-8-1 against the spread. Rodgers, if he's not pressured, kills people. What doesn't USC have? A pass rush. That one's for Rico. Purple Rain. Hit the music.
So let's jump to here. I'm not sure if either of these teams are good or not. I don't know. But you got Pittsburgh. They are going and traveling to the Dallas-Fort Worth area to face SMU. Now, SMU had 6 turnovers against Duke and still somehow won that game. But SMU -7?
Yes. Pitt's a fraud. The other thing is Pitt ranks, I think, 86th or 87th in defending inside zone and defending a run game. SMU, everyone associates it with high-flying, but they made the QB switch to Rashad Jennings, and they pound the rock. R.J. Maryland, their best player, is out, who's their tight end. He's done for the year. But, yeah, I just think the point spread tells you a lot. I think Pitt's fake, Rico, but maybe you disagree.
I do disagree, Mike. I think for Pitt, this is one of those games where Narduzzi, I'll give him credit. He fired everybody and said, we suck. We're going to start all over again. And now all of a sudden they're winning. And I think he knows, and he's going to play up the card, Mike. He came from D'Antonio, that whole disrespect card. He's going to play that this week. Guys, people look at us as the worst undefeated team in the nation. We got to go out there and show them and show SMU we're a lot better. I think he'll play that up, and I do think that Pitt will win this game.
Let's jump over to the SEC. There's a couple games in the SEC that I'm worried about. I'm going to start here with Kenny's game. Florida and Georgia here. And I'm going to lean Florida +16.5, and here's why. It's because, yes, both teams are coming off a bye week, but Florida with the extra time because of their freshman quarterback, it may help them more. So +16.5 for that game.
Hold on. Say that Nona's good ear again. What quarterback?
DJ Lagway.
Yeah, what did you say he was?
Freshman quarterback?
Yeah, exactly. No, thank you.
You know what, Mike? As soon as he said, I'm like, David, I don't care that Georgia's going to destroy that man.
No, and here's the thing. I wouldn't take Georgia laying a mess of points. I'm saying you just stay away from the damn game. Yeah. It's rare you got two teams coming off a bye week. But Lagway, here's the thing. For Florida, Lagway's success is all bombs down the field. I can't say you're going to get away with that against Georgia. And if they make him one-dimensional, Rico's right. They may kill that man. I also don't know what Georgia team I'm getting. Now, they just came off flying high, their best performance of the year at Texas. This is a rivalry, but they may also view Florida as helpless. So I just stay away from this one.
Yeah, stay away from it because I don't trust Kirby Smart coaching against what I would consider inferior competition. You have no idea if he's going to put the hurt on you or if he's just going to try to run the ball for four quarters. So
it's funny,
stay away.
Because, and maybe I'm oversimplifying. I look at Georgia and Ohio State a lot like the Spider-Man meme. When they want to play, they can play. But when they don't, it's like, well, come on, wake up. Wait, you're better than this. Come on, I put money on you. No? Okay.
Ha. You're exactly right. The other SEC game I want to touch on involves the Cockaboos.
Oh, that's right.
Texas A&M at South Carolina. So South Carolina, right now I'm seeing 2.5 is what I'm seeing. So plus 2.5.
Nothing. And I mean, David, I know it's something you preach at the church. There is nothing more dangerous than arrested Cockaboos. I'm telling you, people, this is a spot right here. South Carolina, one of the toughest schedules in America. They've gotten boned by the refs twice. No slander. They are lying in wait. And you've got A&M off an emotional comeback win at home. Oh, no, no, no. Now there's no surprise about Reed at quarterback. South Carolina's got the D-line to stand up to it. Come on, man. Cockaboos Railroad. Let's go. Gamecocks, plus 2.5.
Mike, I know you like your Cockaboos, but no. I think A&M is just one of the hottest teams
what
out there.
What is going on with you today? We're on the opposite side of everything.
We are.
This is like, can we do a skins game like golf? Oh. Like, we should just have all of these games represent a lunch. And then at the end, in the aggregate, we get to see how many lunches each of us has won, and we subtract the total, and that's what's owed.
Okay.
This is awesome. We're on the opposite of everything.
You know what? How about we do that? We'll go back.
I'm in.
We'll record this, and we'll start it with this week because I do think that A&M is just one of the hottest teams. Yes, it was an emotional win, but I think that Elko will keep this thing rolling.
But what about arrested Cockaboos?
I think that they just believe in themselves, and now they see the hope that why not us? Why can't we go to the SEC championship game? Alabama's beatable. Georgia's, you know, there's no dominant team in the SEC. Maybe we can do this year.
Why can't I just lose by two and still cover?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And let's close it out with the other school in South Carolina. That would be Clemson.
No Michigan, Oregon?
No, not at all. That would be Clemson.
Hey, you know what? I was told somebody is saying it's going to be the upset of the week.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
Midday show host told me upset of the week.
Yeah, sure. Clemson is hosting.
Respectfully.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
Clemson is hosting Louisville. Louisville is 1-5 against the spread in a span where they face Notre Dame, SMU, and Miami. Clemson's coming off a bye week, so you go -10.5.
I lean Clemson, but I don't have an opinion on it. You want an against the spread game, and it also attacks Rico's patriotism?
Sure. Oh, my.
How about undefeated Army, who's also undefeated against the spread? They've covered every game versus Air Force, who is 0-7 against the spread. Undefeated against the spread, winless against the spread. Merca. Army laying 22.5. What do you want to do?
I guess I take Army. There's a reason why Air Force is. Oh, no?
I don't know that you do that. No. It's a service academy game. Well, I was just busting your chops.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I had to pick one, so I'm going to take the one.
You can't hate America and say that they both lose.
Right, I was trying to give Rico an out that he's not a communist from North Korea, that he would pick one service academy.
Yeah, I'll take Army.
Yes.
There you go.
And you're going to lose.
He reluctantly took Army.
Because, by the way, Rico, yeah. Rico, yes. Purdue, +1.5.
And, okay,
come on, get on
right
board.
Come on. Right no.
He said, in this, you got to stay away from Florida and Georgia. He mentioned Purdue to me. I damn near hung up the phone.
Northwestern.
Purdue's had 15 days off. Ryan Walters has taken over the offense. It's been a lot better. They put 50 on Illinois. Northwestern is absolute booty. Mm-hmm. Wait, come on now.
And by the way, booty.
Purdue and Northwestern. You know what happened? The Carolina Panthers called and said, that's a ridiculous game. I'm not watching it.
Purdue, boiler up, +1.5.
Oh, boiler my gosh. Up.
Toot, toot.
That
you
is.
You know what? You're on your own. I'm not picking either for
toot,
that.
Toot. No. Stay away from that game. Don't even watch it.
First field goal wins. There toot, you go.
That is your college football blitz.
Boiler up. Toot, toot.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.